Welcome to the Lightly Salted Podcast. These are the readings and sermons of St. John's Lutheran Church of Park Rapids, Minnesota. They are offered so that the Word of God would shape and strengthen you to be what He calls you to be, salt and light. You can find us at stjohnspr.org. Now, on to the Word. Our first reading for the celebration of the Ascension of Christ our Lord is recorded for us in a book of 2 Kings, the second chapter. It is the transfer of the Spirit from Elijah to Elisha as Elijah is taken up into heaven without seeing death. The sons of the prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from over you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know it. Keep quiet." Then Elijah said to him, "Please stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the sons of the prophets also went and stood at some distance from them, as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his cloak and rolled it up and struck the water, and the water was parted to the one side and to the other, till the two of them could go over on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Ask what I shall do for you before I am taken from you." And Elisha said, "Please let there be a double portion of your spirit on me." And he said, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it shall be so for you. But if you do not see me, it shall not be so." And as they still went on and talked, behold, chariots of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them. And Elijah went up by a whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it and he cried, my father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." And he saw him no more. Then he took hold of his own clothes and tore them in two pieces, and he took up the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. Then he took the cloak of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" And when he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elisha went over. Now when the sons of the prophets who were at Jericho saw him opposite them, they said, "The spirit of Elijah rests on Elisha." And they came to meet him and bowed to the ground before him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is the record from the book of Acts of the Apostles. Luke is the author, the human author, of both the Gospel of Luke as well as the book of Acts. And so in his Gospel, as we're going to hear, we have actually a very brief reference to the Ascension. And in the start of the book of Acts here, then, we have a little bit more about the Ascension. In the first book, O Theophilus, the Gospel, "I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach, until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to his apostles, whom he had chosen. To them he presented himself alive after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God. And while he was staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, 'You heard from me, for John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now.' And when they had come together, they asked him, 'Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel?' He said to them, 'It is not for you to know the times or seasons that the Father has fixed by his own authority. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.' And when he had said these things, as they were looking on, He was lifted up and a cloud took him out of their sight. And while they're gazing into heaven as he went, behold, two men stood by them in white robes and said, "Men of Galilee, why do you stand looking into heaven? This Jesus who was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks. It's recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Luke, the 24th chapter. Then Jesus said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins should be proclaimed in his name to all nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things. And behold, I am sending the promise of my Father upon you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with power from on high." Then he led them out as far as Bethany, and lifting up his hands, he blessed them. While he blessed them, he departed from them and was carried up into heaven. And they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy and were continually in the temple, blessing God.
Well, grace, peace, and mercy be unto you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. A little change up for us here today. As much as I really, really wanted to have the sermon now get to work, talking about the work that we now have as Christians, it didn't quite get out of my head and onto a page of paper, so we're taking a little different shift here. Our focus now instead is on clothed with power from on high. So, life requires power. Imagine how different our lives would be without electricity. No computers, no cell phones, no video games, sorry guys, no power tools, no electricity. If we remove that from us today, our daily lives would look so completely different. For us who are very dependent upon electrical power, very little will be left for us to survive. And most of us would be hard-pressed to think about, oh, would we make it? See, electricity is not the only kind of power that we have. It's not the only kind of power that we need. Life itself did not come into being through electricity like as much as like Mary Shelley's Frankenstein, as it wrote. Life came about by the creative power of God. See, he is God, is the one who breathed life into us, and we became living creatures. Every heartbeat, brainwave, breath in our lungs, muscle that we flex, it requires power. So just as we need power to physically survive, so too do we need power to spiritually live. See, to all who know the struggle and burden of powerlessness, the gospel brings good news. And today we celebrate the gifts given to us by our ascended Lord as we come together and celebrate this wonderful day and consider what it means to be clothed with power from on high. Luke documents in his book here today, in the gospel reading, the teaching that Jesus shared with his disciples over the past 40 days. Prior to his ascension, he taught them that salvation is proclaimed in his life and sacrificial death and glorious resurrection, and that they had a message to take, to share, to bring to all the people, a message to proclaim after his ascension into heaven, and that they would be doing so not only as they would to leave Jerusalem, head out to uncharted territory, but to face opposition, and albeit sometimes dangerous. Yet Jesus did not just say, here's what you must do, now goodbye. It didn't work like that. He didn't just give them marching orders and abandon them. Listen to what he said. I am going to send to you what my Father has promised, but stay in this city until you have been clothed with power from on high. The fathers of Jesus did not have to sit there, would not be left to operate without power, or have to claw for some way, to, for whatever strength they could, to survive in this world. Never. Rather, by his return to the Father, Jesus opened the windows of heaven to pour out his Spirit from on high. And just 10 days later, as we'll celebrate on the Feast of Pentecost, which comes next Sunday, he will pour out his Spirit. And the Spirit of God will fall upon them lavishly, upon them, and wrap them up in power. And the powerful love and truth of God. That is what the Father promised. And that is what the Father delivered to his disciples who witnessed Jesus' bodily resurrection. So today we celebrate. Today we receive our marching orders to proclaim repentance and remission of sins in his name to all nations. And we need help at least as desperately as we did, as did the first 11. See, our help too comes in the name of the Lord. The power we need also comes from on high. We who are baptized have been born from above by water and the Spirit. We come into our eternal relationship with God, not by some power of our own, not by our own reason or understanding, or our own strength, but as Luther puts in the Small Catechism, by the powerful Spirit of God who has called us by the gospel and enlightened us with his gifts. The Holy Spirit has been poured out upon us and has wrapped us up in the truth and love of God. We are clothed with his power, by which he also sanctifies, setting us apart and keeping us in the one true faith. But yet, there are plenty and often enough, we are wrapped up with our own weaknesses. Despair, grief, guilt, burden, discouragement, and can't forget, our own selfish passions. It's though we are shrink-wrapped by the things of this world, things that hold us captive, that hold us in fear. Shrink-wrapped and held tight by Satan, the world, and our own sinful flesh. See, we cannot, on our own, escape this life-destroying clutches that have wrapped us up, as much as a small insect can't escape from the spider's web. Yet, by the all-powerful grace of our Heavenly Father, through the total victory gained by Jesus through his death and resurrection and ascension, we have been set free. The Spirit of power has torn away that ugly shrink wrap of sin and has wrapped us beautifully with the robe of righteousness. This alien righteousness is straight from on high and will not be compromised or destroyed or conquered by anything else on earth. So praise be to God that we are clothed with power from on high. But do we dare put full confidence in God? Do we put full confidence in his power? Now, for some, it may sound naive, putting your power in a thing that you can't see, you can't touch, something that you don't quite understand. But yet, listen to what Paul writes in his letter to the Ephesians, as he talks about God's incomparable great power for us who believe. The power that we see, and the clearest evidence of the power of God, is that when he raised, is that he's dream, oh, sorry, words are tough, is that he raised Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand. The supremacy of Jesus is established at every level of existence for all time and all places, and we can't argue with that. See, we encounter powerful titles in this world. Chairman of the board, chief executive officer, secretary general of the United Nations, and president of the United States of America. But consider the title that Paul gives to Jesus in Ephesians. In Ephesians, he says, God placed all things under his feet and appointed him to be head over everything. Head over everything. Now that's a title for you. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to him. Christ is in charge. Christ has full authority. And now, clothed with the Holy Spirit's power, we are now free to know and to love God and to care about others. Paul prays in Ephesians that a Spirit-led transformation would take place in all of us Christian believers. Listen to what he says. I keep asking that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the glorious Father, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that you may know him better. I pray also that the eyes of your heart may be enlightened in order that you may know the hope to which he has called you, the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints, and in his incomparable great power for us who believe. The Spirit of God, working powerfully through the Word and through the sacraments, empowers and improves our spiritual eyesight. As the Spirit does his dynamic work week after week, we know God better. We see clearly the hope to which he has called us. We understand more completely the riches of the inheritance that we have now received through faith in Christ. Our eyes are opened to the abundance of his blessing. And we are empowered to witness his truth and love. We are clothed with power to proclaim repentance and remission of sins to the ends of the earth. We are energized to worship him with joyful praise. So when Luke records what Jesus did, listen again. When Jesus had led the disciples out to the vicinity of Bethany, he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And while he was blessing them, he left them and was taken up into heaven. Then they worshiped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. And they stayed continuously in the temple, praising God. Our Lord's ascension to the right hand of the Father does not mean that he has abandoned us. It does not mean that he is further removed from us or from our needs. Rather, this ascension and ascending of the Spirit means that our lives, our future, our Christian mission are all wrapped up in the very present strength and power of our God. So don't let circumstances deceive you. Don't let emotions trick you. You are clothed with power from on high. You are free from sin. You are free to worship the Lord. You are his witnesses. And you have seen what he has done. And you are commissioned to tell the story of his love, the one who is head over everything. And the best thing is, he will not experience any power failure. He will not leave you nor forsake you. So don't just stand, well, sit, looking into the sky. Get to it. And so as you leave today, go so with joy, rejoicing until that day that you see him coming back just as he did, ascending into heaven. We are clothed with power from on high. Amen.
Thanks for listening to Lightly Salted. We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us at stjohnspr.org or look for us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube.
Our thanks to Eric Medeish at soundimage.org for Morning Dew.
God's blessings.